Powered by Riverside. Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is Volume 2, Episode Number 41. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this week by the incomparable
Porter Pete.
She is letting me stay a little longer. She learned that I can cook, so she's keeping me around a little longer. We are joined tonight by a great friend of the show. He's been with us before. We love this man. He is the epitome of the entertainer. Alan Turner is with us tonight. Alan, welcome to the show.
Good to be here with you guys.
Well, we're happy to have you back, and you've got a number of things going on. Not the least of which is just released a couple of weeks ago, a new video and some new music that you have coming out. Can You See the River is the song that would be, video was just released, I believe, on November 2nd. Beautiful song, talking about an issue that a number of us are facing. Can you tell us a little bit about what all this is that's happening right now and kind of where the career is and what you're doing?
Yeah, sure. Great. So Can You See the River is kind of, it's a song that came about as a result of dealing with my mom's struggle with Alzheimer's and dementia. You know, it's the last 3 years of her life was that battle. And so often when I'd visit her and spend time with her, she would ask about the river. And I never really knew what she was talking about. She grew up in British Columbia, Canada, way up in Dawson Creek, which is like at the beginning of the Alaskan Highway, the road to Alaska. She grew up in that area, and there's a river called the Peace River up there, and often thought, well, maybe that's what she's referring to. Or we lived in St. Clair, Michigan, and there was the St. Clair River, but never really understood what she was talking about until one day I was reading Johnny Cash's memoir, Cash, and in it he was talking about his brother, his older brother, when they were kids. His older brother stayed home from school to go work in the sawmill to earn money for the family because they were poor, you know. He had a terrible accident. He was impaled by a saw and was dying in a hospital, and all the family was gathered around him. And he said, Johnny, can you see the river? Can you hear the angels singing, Johnny? Just, you know, before he died. And they kind of, the tears welled up in my eyes. I said, that's what my mother was talking about all the time. And So I put the song, those words that she often said, and kind of just told the little story about her passing and, you know, that moment when I was holding her hand singing to her. And you know, I got together with my songwriting partner, Greg Streicher, who I could write a song on my own, but why do that when I have such great talent as Greg? And we sat down and we penned, put the song, kind of pulled it together, and that's what we got.
It's an amazing song, and I think it's something that a lot of us can relate to. I know I can. I lost my father a little over a year ago to the same thing, to Alzheimer's dementia. And I can relate to what you're saying, and you know, there are some times that people that are in that situation, they say some things, talk about some things that you don't necessarily know what it is at the time, but then that comes together and realization is there, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. I think, you know, as people get closer to death, I think that veil that, as in my personal beliefs as a Christian, the veil that separates heaven and earth, it becomes really thin. And people, you hear these stories all the time of people seeing the river or seeing loved ones that have come, you know, back for them type thing. Just something I personally believe, and I wanted to tell it in songs. It emotionally had moved me so much that I knew I had to write the song.
Well, let's give a listen to this. This is Can You See the River from Alan Turner.
was a slow goodbye. It was hard to see, to watch Mama fade right in front of me. Her memories, they were fading fast. She couldn't remember her own past. She said to me, can you see the river? Can you hear your father's laugh? Can you hear the angels? They're calling me at last. Shall we all short. My heart sank inside. Tears welled up in both our eyes. We talked about family, the cross and the victory, about the faith we had and eternity. She said to me,
such a beautiful song, and certainly something that we all can relate to, particularly as we get a little longer on here in the tooth, that it's these things are happening. And wow, what a what a beautiful tribute. What a beautiful. So the video for that, Alan, just a couple of weeks ago, and When we talked last, which was several months ago, you were turning the reins over from the Steel Horse Band to Jackie Daniels. You have been turning back a little bit the amount of touring that you've been doing, although you're still very active with the Ultimate Kenny Rogers Tribute. You're out all over the place and selling out venues as you go. This song, a new one. You've got a couple of more that we're going to be playing here today. You're still involved in the songwriting process and still releasing music. Is that part of the plan right now?
Yeah, that kind of was. You know, I said when, you know, everybody made a big deal about the retirement thing. My retirement was really retiring from the touring and promoting the Alan Turner Project from that aspect. I don't plan to saddle back up with the Steel Horse Band as far as that goes and start doing Alan Turner shows. That's not part of my plan. But I wrote a lot of these songs I've written in the last, I mean, I've got probably 20 songs I've written that have not been released. And they're in some demo form one way or the other. And this is a song I intended to release. I actually intended to put out an album at some point in the last couple of years, and I just haven't gotten to that point where I'm comfortable with the song selection for the EP that I was going to put out. But you know, I'm going to continue to write songs. I'm going to continue to release songs. It's my focus really is the Ultimate Kenny Rogers Tribute and touring and doing that, because that's just a rewarding aspect, part of the show, part of my what I'm doing that I really enjoy. And so, that's the plan.
Well, and there's certainly demand for it. I know as we follow you on social media and the folks that we talk to, the Chris Bartleys of the world, that you're selling out venues everywhere you go with the Ultimate Kenny Rogers Show. And we're gonna talk about that a little later on in here, because we're into the holiday season. And you have some Christmas shows that are coming up that we'll talk about here a little later. But, man, you're busy. Wow. You have a schedule.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
So you've done a lot of work. And, you know, we're Jackie Daniels, certainly a good friend of the show. And I know the things you do. We saw you this summer in St. Clair. You were responsible for the second annual St. Clair Chambers Country Hoedown there. You're still involved in doing a lot of things like that. Is that what's keeping you busy in addition to all this?
It's I got a lot of pots in the fight on the fire, so to speak. So whittling off as many things as I can to not have to do them is kind of my game plan. And you know, we talked about golfing a little bit before the show started, and it's like, I intend to do a lot more golfing. I used to, before I started the band 20 years ago, I golfed 2 or 3 times a week, and just kind of gave it all up to do music, to do the music thing. And a couple of years ago, I started golfing again with my two sons, and then just didn't do a whole lot of that either. And we started doing it more this summer, and I'm just enjoying, I want to enjoy more of that time. But the Kenny Rogers thing is the premier thing, and helping to push Jackie and continue to promote her and her projects is kind of my goals.
Absolutely. Well, and there are a number out there that you're helping, and I know, just like we do, because you've helped us promote this show, you're very much appreciated in the industry. We've got one queued up here, Grandpa's Flask, and this is Alan Turner telling another story. And just
another story. Yeah, it's a story. There's not pasts on, you know, it's not my grandfather's flask, that type of thing. But it's just a story of a guy that goes off to war, and he takes that flask with him, and it's the flask is what saves his life when he gets struck by a bullet, and then he passes it on to his son and so forth, and his son will pass it on. It's just kind of a feel good story. So that's pretty much, you know, the gist of it. It's another, like I said, all my songs over probably the last 4 or 5 years I've written with a guy by the name of Greg Stryker. Have you ever interviewed Greg Stryker?
We have talked to Greg. Actually, when we did the original Vehicle City Sound back several years ago, we were going to have Greg on, but that was when COVID hit. And Greg had some issues there, and we never got to do it. We've talked with him. He has been a big supporter of Vehicle City Sound. We haven't had him on yet, and the key word is yet.
You know, he's struggling. He's got some serious health issues right now that he's struggling with and fighting, and so he's always constantly in my prayers. But he would be a good person. He's written for guys like Eddie Money and Uncle Cracker's got a new single out called Beach Tear. That's a Greg Stryker song. And of course, he's written with and for Alan Turner. So, you know, Greg a lot of times will bring me ideas, and Grandpa's Flask actually came from him, the idea of it, and we wrote it together.
We will definitely be in touch with Greg. But for now, let's give a listen to Grandpa's Flask.
Came from a bullet back in 1944. He was just a private, headed off to war. On the shores of Normandy, took orders, never asked. Thank God for Grandpa's Flask. His father gave it to him before he was deployed. Filled it up with 100 proof, said you better come home, boy. Grandpa promised, and he did what his daddy asked. Thank God for that old flask. Well, that flask made him bulletproof. It made him 10 feet tall. Mama said he gave it to me when my grandma called. A 21-gun salute, and everybody passed and took a drink from Grandpa's flask. I keep it with me when deer season rolls around. Take a sip for me, pour a little on the ground. Raise a toast to heaven, 'cause that's where Grandpa's at. Thank God for this old flask. And when I know it's time for me to walk into the light, I'll give it to my own son and he'll carry it for life. He'll always keep it with him, and when the flag's at half mast, he'll think of the soldiers drinking from Grandpa's flask. It's a little broken, rusted now, but it sure pours that whiskey down. You see the dent where the bullet passed, and thank God for Grandpa's flask. It's a little broken, rusted now, but it sure pours that whiskey down. You see the dent where the bullet passed, and thank God for Grandpa's flask. Lord, I thank God for Grandpa's flask. I thank God for Grandpa's flask.
I think I know all the lyrics to that one. Just saying.
Well,
Grandpa's flask.
I know, Chuck. I know you have stuff that can fill that flask. I've been to your house before.
I do. Absolutely. And I think you and I have partaken in a few of those.
Yeah.
Was this before my time?
This is before Crystal.
Yeah.
But we will figure another time to do that, especially now that I know that you like to tee it up on the links. I think we're going to have to have a few of those days, followed by a little bit of use of Grandpa's flask. So you've been, as you mentioned, you've got a number of tunes that are out there and yet to be released. This next one that we've got queued up, I absolutely love, because you're telling the story of that ongoing love. And for those of us that are fortunate to find it, I know you and your wife have an amazing relationship. I'm fortunate that in the last couple of years I found Quarter Pete, and we have something very, very special that I know you can relate to. Tell us about Never Grows Old.
Yeah, Never Grows Old is just that feeling that you have when you love someone. And it just never grows old. And as you're growing older together, it that love just grows stronger. And that's really what the song is about, is just that lifetime decision of spending a lifetime with somebody. And you can I could just do it. And it's really written about my wife. I don't write a lot of love songs. So when I do write songs that are kind of lovey, they're not, you know, they're not lady, you know, they're not those songs, but, yes, but, yes. But I mean, have you ever laid on the couch and tried to with Quarter Peep and watched Jeopardy and tried to answer the questions and stuff? Yes. I mean, that's just,
we were doing that tonight.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Family Feud.
Ah, Family. Oh, I love Family Feud. Yeah.
No, what you hit on in this song is what everybody wants. And I, you know, I loved the line in here. You're talking about your rest of your friends are out at the bar and they're doing their thing, but you would much rather be at home with the one that you love. And, yeah. And that's, I mean, it's special. And when you have that, it's just an amazing thing. This is what everybody wants.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Let's give this one a listen. This is Never Grows Old from Alan Turner.
Girl, we're getting older. I can see the silver in your hair. Let me pull on over. There's stars up in the sky for us to stare. I know sometimes it feels like we get caught up in the daily grind. Let me tell you this, girl, 24/7 you're on my mind. No truer words than this have fallen from these lips. When you bring me sweet tea when I'm working on the farm, we take a little break and sneak up to the barn. The way your hair shines like gold, it never grows old. When you bow your head at supper time, reminding me, and I don't mind. This old dog just needs to be told. It never grows old. It never grows old. Girl, I don't mind when we're sitting at home watching TV. You curl up by me, try to answer the questions on Jeopardy. All our friends are out now, drinking at Joe's on Friday night. I just wanna hang here, kissing on you by the TV light. No truer words than this have fallen from these lips. The way you kiss me on the lips and look me in the eyes, that's when I realize we can do this 100 million times. But it never grows old, the way you slide your hand in my hand. I'm so proud to be your man. Our story needs to be told. It never grows old. It never grows old. Oh, it never.
Oh, it never.
Never grows old.
Never grows old.
'Cause loving you, girl, is all I know. It's all I know. When you bring me sweet tea when I'm working on the farm, we take a little break and sneak up to the barn. The way your hair shines like gold, it never grows old. As you and I walk through the twilight years, we had a lot of laughs, shed a lot of tears. Somehow we're still standing here. It never grew old. No, it never. No, it never.
Never grows old.
Yeah,
absolutely love it. That's
and that song hasn't grown old. You know that song I wrote that with Greg back in 2018. That's
all right.
That's
got 6 years on it there.
6 years?
Yeah.
6 years ago, and you know it comes from a basket of songs that I've had. I've wrote a ton of music over those years for, and you know, you get to an album, it's like, well, what's going to go in the album? And the song was demoed, and it was a great album. And guys from the band and stuff that had heard the demo thought, wow, that's a really great song. And it was always a song I was going to record and put out. And then I was going to Nashville to record some stuff. And I thought, well, let's go finish this in Nashville when we were down there. So, it's a great song. It's a really great song.
We enjoy it. And again, another great story.
Yeah.
Truly is. So what you are doing now, your focus now, really is the Ultimate Kenny Rogers tribute. You are all over the place with this. And as we are into the holiday season, the Kenny and Dolly Christmas show that you have.
Yeah.
Dude, you are busy.
Yeah.
I'm looking at schedule here, and for all of you, and I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong, but AlanTurnerMusic.com is where we can find the schedule and get the tickets.
Yeah. The link is always at AlanTurnerMusic.com, but it's also there's also UltimateKennyRogersTribute.com. The website there has the tour dates, and of course, AlanTurnerMusic.com can take you to the Ultimate, you know, by clicking a magical button or whatever. And get there. But yeah, we got, I think we got, I don't know how many shows coming up, but 14 or something
like
that.
Well, I'm looking at this schedule. You're in Canada, you're in Indiana, you're in Michigan in November 17, 18, 19, 20, 22, 23. And then again in December 8, 13, 14, 15, 20, and 21. And 21 is the one that we're looking forward to. Quarter Peep and I are going to be joining you December 21st show at the Howell Opera House. Really looking forward to that. We've been fortunate enough to see the Ultimate Kenny Rogers tribute. And folks, if you haven't, you need to. It's amazing. You are indeed watching Kenny Rogers on stage. It's people had told me, Alan, and you always say, okay, it's a tribute. I was watching Kenny Rogers. You are amazing.
I get that a lot, and you know we've been doing that show for about 3 years now, and I've got people. We were just in New Jersey, and we've got people that travel from. They saw us in Delaware, and they came to Pittsburgh to see us, and then they came to New Jersey to see us, and it's like I'm their Kenny Rogers now, because they feel I'm recapturing that magic for them. And that's ultimately what I want to do is recapture the magic of the Kenny Rogers legacy and tell that story and keep his legacy alive, because he was an incredible human being and certainly super kind to me. As you know, I've probably shared my story with you before, but he was super kind to me in the years that I knew him, and being able to do this is a real honor. And the Christmas show, you know, when I was doing the Alan Turner thing, I had stolen Kenny Rogers' Christmas show and was doing the Alan Turner Christmas show for a number of years myself. But I always enjoyed his Christmas show, and we're trying to recapture that same magic. And it's a lot of fun.
Well, we cannot wait to see it. This is Quarter Peep's favorite holiday. And
yeah, mine too.
And she's buried in the Hallmark Christmas shows. I know you've been a part of those as well. So I'm like, it's Christmas overload in the Vehicle City Sound household. But this is something that I personally am really looking forward to is seeing this show. I wanted to give everybody a little bit of feel of the whole Kenny Rogers experience as you presented. So you were gracious enough to send us The Gambler Returns. So let's give this a listen. This is Alan Turner as Kenny Rogers.
Yep. All right, we're going to do a song that maybe you recognize. On a warm summer's eve, on a train bound from nowhere, met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring at the window out of darkness. The boredom overtook us. He began to speak. He said, my son, I made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces, and for a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, drank down my last swallow, and he bummed a cigarette, asked me for a light, and the night got deathly quiet. Said his face lost all expression. He said, you're gonna play the game, boy. You gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep, cause every hand's a winner, every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. In his final word, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough when the feeling's done. You got to know when to hold them,
when to hold them,
know when to fold
when
them,
to fold them,
know when to walk away,
know when to run.
You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold them. Sing it with me. Know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done. I heard you singing out there. And let me say, it was much better than when you were singing Lucille.
Sing that chorus with me one more time. You got to know when to
hold them,
know when
to fold them,
know when
to walk away,
know when
to run.
You never
count
when you're sitting
at the table.
There'll be
time enough
when the deal is done. Give yourselves a round of applause.
And that gives you a little bit of an idea how much fun one of these shows are. And Alan, I'm sure that with these Christmas programs, you're going to have us singing along a little bit as well.
Oh yeah, it's all the classic Kenny Rogers hits, limited because we've got time. But and then of course a lot of the Christmas songs that you remember. So it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Well, we are certainly looking forward to that. Remind everybody where they can find the schedules and buy the tickets.
Yeah, they go to alanturnermusic.com, go to the tour page part, pulls up all the shows, or ultimatekennyrogerstribute.com, pulls up all the shows. You find a show you want to go to. Usually you can click on there, and it should have a link to the website if it's available. It's on there to be able to get tickets and that type of thing.
Super. And we're going to be definitely doing that. We're looking forward to it very much. And we really appreciate you joining us again tonight on Vehicle City Sound. Thank you so much for sharing with us and the music. And we're looking forward to seeing Kenny Rogers at Christmas time.
Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate all the work you guys are doing to support music, local music, and and such. And you guys are doing a great job. And I was thoroughly entertained tonight because Quarter Peep just gets into the songs and it's great. It's great. Makes you feel welcome. That's a good thing. So thank you guys so much. And you know, I'm sure I'll see you before Christmas, but if I don't see you before Thanksgiving, that's coming up. Have a blessed holiday.
You too, sir. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, so we have Rob Lewis, which I believe he knows too.
Yes, yeah, I think this is pretty much becoming the Steel Horse Show. We have Mojo Bose on here a week or so ago. Jason on, Alan. Hey, that's all right. That's the kind of talent that's a part of this operation here.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a wrap on what we've got here tonight. Again, I want to thank Alan Turner for joining us. Alan, thank you so much.
Thanks again. Appreciate it.
For all of you that are out there in podcast land, you know you can find us on Spotify or wherever you're getting your podcasts. We're on 14 different platforms right now. And you can also view the videos on YouTube. Check us out there. If you want to find out what we're doing, where we're going, VehicleCitySound.com. And, of course, we always want to hear from you. Tell us what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, where we can find more folks like Alan Turner. VehicleCitySound@gmail.com. We answer all those emails. We love hearing from you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and be good.